The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
1 in 2 women wear the wrong foundation. Which one are you? Get on the better looking side of those odds with IL Maquillage. Using AI, IL Maquillage virtually shade matches you to the perfect foundation. Their foundation has over 50,000 five-star reviews thanks to its luxe lightweight formula. And with 50 shades, there's a flawless finish for everyone. Take the Power Match quiz to find yours at ilmaquillage.com/quiz. That's ilmaquiage.com/quiz.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground.
Thank you.
You just heard the song Trauma and Depression Kick My Ass by Themself, a solo NB that's clinically depressed and working through trauma out of British Columbia, Canada. Before that, you heard the song Telepathy by Whisper Hiss, a four-piece post-punk band from Portland, Oregon. And the second song you heard in this episode was called Bad Form from Ganser, a Chicago post-punk band. And this episode kicked off with the song R.E.D. from Pet Wife, an experimental pop duo from Brooklyn, New York. You can find information about all of these bands on our Patreon at patreon.com/homoground. This episode of Homoground was made possible by our Patreon supporters. Shoutouts to Adriana Martinez, Ashley Amon, Bailey Watkins, Brian Shields, Chris Lane, Corey, Dee, David Aducey, Fernanda Delgado, Joseph Martin, Kim Baglieri, Lucenti, Lucy, Marino Benedetto, Michael Bacon, Queer Public, Thomas Kula, and Willard Joyce. If you're in a position to financially support Homoground, please visit Patreon at patreon.com/homoground. And if you can't, that's okay too. You can share the love by posting us on social media, telling a friend, liking our post, or just thinking about us. That sends energy our way too. Up next, I've got songs from Adrian House, Bluish, Youth on Soda, and Cloud Gazer. Stay tuned. Homoground believes help should be accessible to everyone. Whether you're struggling with mental health issues, your identity, or you just need to talk to someone. We've teamed up with Pride Counseling to be able to offer free trials to their talk therapy services for Homoground listeners. If this is something that would be useful to you, head over to homoground.com/therapy to learn more about Pride Counseling and the services they offer. You can get matched with a licensed therapist in under 24 hours. Homoground.com/therapy. You've listened to this podcast long enough. Now it's time to talk.
I get through all these changes, or I get a hold of yourself. Get a hold of yourself. The song that you heard after the break was from Adrian House of Newfoundland, Canada. The song Changes is about standing tall and proud and being strong as you go through life's ups and downs. After that, you heard the song Two Truths from Bluish, a four-piece who all met in coffee shops in Brooklyn, New York. And the last song that you heard was called Too Many from Youth on Soda, a noise alt-experimental combo birthed from the bowels of the artsy Echo Park area in Los Angeles, California. Again, this episode was brought to you by our Patreon supporters and also Pride Counseling. If you need access to talk therapy, you can try a one-week free trial at Pride Counseling. Head over to homoground.com/therapy to sign up for your 1 week free trial. Also, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/homoground. We've got some crew necks up on there featuring some colorful cassette tapes. Those will also be available in our general merch store soon. We wanted to give Patreon supporters first dibs on those. And also, speaking of first dibs, get a sneak peek of our new website on our Patreon. We've got a screenshot of it up there. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to talk a bit more about the new website and the journey to getting there, with some more behind the scenes stuff about Homoground and what's going on with us. But for now, I've got one more song from the band Cloud Gazer, a group of four trans and gender non-conforming food service workers out of Asheville, North Carolina. Here's their song, All Gay Cops Are Traitors.
Just because we are oppressed does not mean that we do not ourselves fall victim to enacting the same unconscious policing, shaming, and erasing.
Also, you may notice that our website might look a little different over the next couple weeks. We are currently switching over to a new website. It's been a long time in the making. I know we just released the current site that we have a couple years ago, but it's getting a little clunky, and honestly, it's a little hard to read the text on the black background. So we're updating it a bit, making it a little more user-friendly and organized. And we're able to do that because of the Patreon support and the sponsor support that we receive. But if you want to see a sneak peek of what that new website is going to look like, you can head over to Patreon. We have a post and an image of what the front page will look like for Patreon supporters only, since, you know, you guys are the ones that have been helping us be able to do projects like this. And so we want to give you the first look. And also, if you have any feedback, let us know. And also, that feedback applies to anyone, you know, not just a Patreon supporter, but anyone that listens to Homoground or visits our website. We'd like to know, what is it that you're looking for when you go to the Homoground website? What would you expect to be there? What kind of information or resources? How would you use the Homoground website? Is it mostly just to find out information about the podcast, or would you like additional stuff on there too? We can't do it a whole lot. I know sometimes I get a little ambitious, and at one point we were doing music video releases and stuff like that, which was so awesome and fun. But it does take a lot of time and people power to maintain that. So hopefully, you know, once we get the new site up and running, then we can dedicate more resources to having someone maintain the website on a regular basis, depending on, you know, if that's what people are interested in. But for right now, you know, the podcast has been the main driving force of Homoground. So that has been where my energy has been going. And I know maybe that doesn't seem a parent on the outside, because, you know, we release an episode maybe once a month at the moment, but, you know, we're working on some processes and things. Our submissions are currently closed right now, but we're about to reopen them. And this new website is part of that plan. So we want to have a new website where people can go, a new easy submission process, and not only just for, you know, band submitting, but also for us, because we get a lot of submissions, a lot of inquiries, and after a while that can build up and it can get a little disorganized and chaotic. So having those systems in place is really important for us to be able to keep up with the submissions we're getting, be able to feature people on a timely basis. I know there have definitely been submissions that have been submitted like 2 or more years ago that still haven't been featured. And so we try our best to get those out there. I wanted to be able to feature every single band, but at this point, honestly, it's really unrealistic to be able to do that. And I've been trying to figure out different ways by doing the mixtapes. But still, you know, creating these episodes does take a lot of energy. And the amount of submissions that we get, it's just unrealistic to feature every single submission. So I apologize if you did submit your music to us and we haven't featured it yet, but we are going to kind of start from scratch once we launch the new website. And so we're going to send an email out to everyone who has joined the waiting list for submissions, and even people who have submitted in the past, so that if you did submit in the past and you haven't been featured, you'll get an opportunity to resubmit again. And, you know, if we're able to use your submission, then we will do that. No promises, even though, like, it really breaks my heart to not feature everyone. But it's at a point now where, yeah, we have to kind of make sure the audio quality is good enough to be on the podcast. I know in the past we used to feature a lot of just home recorded demos and stuff like that. And a lot of the times I would spend a lot of time, you know, mixing the levels and trying to make it sound as good as possible to match the rest of the production quality of the podcast. But right now, you know, we're trying to really focus on things, and that does take a lot of time. So it's really important to have a quality recording, or at least one where there's no static or, you know, a lot of noise. And yeah, and also being really thoughtful in your submission when you fill out the application is very helpful too. So a lot of times if people just kind of skim through it and just like, oh yeah, I'm just here for exposure, blah, 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 and you don't really talk much about why you want to be on the podcast, or, you know, what being on the podcast means to you, a lot of times we'll assume that you're just a PR person looking to get your bands featured on whatever, or someone who might not even align with Homoground's mission, and you're just trying to get your music out there and you don't really care where it's being played. If that's what you're trying to do, then Homoground might not be the place for you. We're really looking for people who want to build community and support each other and to create a network. So, you know, writing that in your submission form really helps. And also, as we identify more artists to do more in-depth features on, where we interview you and you drive the episode, where it's your story and your narrative with your music embedded in between, then, you know, that really helps us decide, okay, this person has a really, really moving story, or, you know, they're really passionate about what they're doing. So those are the factors that come into play when we're deciding who to feature. You can go to homoground.com/waitlist, and if our website is still functioning correctly, you should be able to sign up to be alerted by email when we open submissions. So yeah, that was a lot of talking, but that's basically what's going on with Homoground. And if you're interested in knowing more about the behind-the-scenes stuff like this and the website and anything else, check out our Patreon. I try to post more behind the scenes stuff on there. And, you know, now that there's a lot of stuff in place right now and we have a lot of updates, more behind the scenes stuff will be posted on there. Also, we'll be bringing on some new producers this year. So that's exciting. And hopefully we'll have a lot more episodes. So striving to get back on a more consistent release schedule. So right now, I guess we're like once a month, Trying to get back at least 2 a month, and hopefully, idealistically, maybe once a week. So all of this is possible too, with more support from Patreon, because it just enables us to do a lot more and to bring on people that can help, because it's hard to do it all with only, you know, it's hard for me to do it all on my own, and it's hard to find people that are willing to do it for, you know, volunteering, or, you know, people that have other jobs and stuff like that. So yeah, you know the story. You know how it goes, being a creator, being an artist, being a musician, all of it is very, you put in a lot of work and you don't really, you know, you sometimes you can't afford to pay your bills. You spend so much time and energy creating this thing that you love, creating this thing that helps the world and is beneficial to others. But, you know, unfortunately, sometimes those aren't the things that help you survive in this capitalistic world. In terms of paying your rent and paying your bills, you have to find other ways to support yourself in that way. So, you know, taking on jobs that might be unhealthy or toxic take up your time, and they take away your energy from the things that you really want to focus on. So anyway, you know that whole drill. Check us out, homoground.com. The website might be a little funky, patreon.com/homoground, and we'll see you next time.